Watch, Israeli satire show mocks liberal support for Hamas in scathing viral skit. By Joshua Klein on November 7, 2023. Israel's version of Saturday Night Live mocked liberal support for Hamas terrorists in its latest episode, which went viral online. Popular Israeli primetime satirical television program Eretz Neadaret, A Wonderful Country, has taken a comedic jab at Western progressives' misplaced support for Hamas, which is recognized as a terrorist organization by many Western countries. The 2.5-minute clip, titled Welcome to Columbia Antisemite, portrays a manipulated rendition of Columbia University's emblem, showcasing the Palestinian flag and the phrase "from the river to the sea" alongside two invalidated symbols of the Star of David. The satire's setting is inspired by the controversies surrounding Columbia University since the outbreak of hostilities between Israel and Hamas, including an instance in which a faculty member applauded the massacre of civilians on October 7. The satirical piece, which has garnered roughly 1.5 million views as of Tuesday afternoon, ridicules the contradictory stance of liberal students who offer their support to Hamas despite the organization's principles and actions that starkly contrast the values of Western liberal ideology. In a poignant display, one of the show's actors brandishes a rainbow flag with the Palestinian colors emblazoned on it, mimicking the emblem utilized by the Queers for Palestine group. The highlighted paradox points to the criminalization of homosexuality in Hamas-controlled Gaza, where one's sexual orientation can lead to the death penalty. Such policies stand in stark contrast with the endorsement of Palestinian nationalism by those within the LGBTQ community. One biting line delivered during the show was, "Jews make the world dirty," followed by the claim, "And no, I'm not anti-Semitic, I'm racist fluid." The line appears to satirize the language and reasoning used by left-wing activists while making an indirect reference to a provocative Star of David image positioned in a trash can, which was notably displayed by anti-Israel protesters. Similar imagery has since been observed at various pro-Palestinian rallies globally. Columbia University has been a hotspot for pro-Palestinian protests over the past weeks, featuring chants such as, "From the river to the sea, Palestine must be free." In addition, throughout October, Columbia University saw an Israeli student attacked with a weapon, and a history and politics lecturer at the school published an article referring to the deadly October 7 massacre as an awesome, stunning victory. The attack saw Hamas terrorists gun down hundreds of young participants at an outdoor music festival as others hunted Jewish men, women, and children in local towns, who were then subjected to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. The onslaught resulted in around 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 241 hostages of all ages taken. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. Editors note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. What you need to know: horror of the Hamas terror attack on civilians at Kibbutz Be'eri in Israel. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.